You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a look at the state's dating scene.
Not long ago, dating apps were heralded as a fresh and modern way to meet that special someone. But they come with unique challenges and are now pushing their users to seek alternatives. WPR's Anna Marie Yanni recently attended an artsy singles mixer in Madison and asked people why they were motivated to look for that special someone in person.
If I hadn't been covering this event, I might have attended it. I'm in my late 20s, single, and I've had my share of dating app horror stories.
And it can be really hard, too, when you meet someone that isn't like their profile shows you, right? Because you're very much curating how you want to appear to the world.
That's Tegan Davis, sitting with her friend Ellie Braun. They're both in their mid-20s, they're artists, educators, and they're also both single. And a few months ago, they were talking about the movie Ghost, which has this romantic pottery scene.
Oh, my love.
Tegan and I have both talked about with our friends how difficult like meeting people in person is and on like dating apps. So I think there's definitely like a desire for people to have these kinds of events where like you know going into it that if you talk to someone they're going to be single instead of like trying to put yourself out there at a bar where you don't know what someone's situation is.
So the two friends created a singles mixer around an art activity.
Are you a mixer?
I am.
Awesome. What's your name?
Spencer.
Spencer, great.
On a recent evening, 16 singles gathered at a Madison cocktail bar to paint pottery. The group includes star Welk Schwartz, a 26-year-old who arrived at the event rocking red hair and winged eyeliner.
I feel like something like this, you know, you see people as people. You don't see them as something, like, on your screen.
She says dating apps can feel almost inhumane. There's a lack of empathy. That's not the case here.
There's, like, more of an intention here. It's like you're actually trying to meet people.
At the event, she paints her cats on a mug while chatting at a table with four others. Across the room, 24-year-old Ben Goss is adding a cow to his mug. He says he came to the event to get experience dating.
I haven't really gone on many dates. I've gone on a date with a friend. That's it, basically.
Goss says he's ultimately looking for a relationship, but he doesn't trust the apps will get him there.
They're able to, through algorithms, choose who you see and who sees you.
He says instead he'd like to go to more events like this one.
If everybody gets out there, then everybody's out there. Then we don't have the dating apps no more.
Dating apps do work for some people. According to a 2023 study, 1 in 10 adults met their partners online. But others, like many of the people here, are tired of the apps. A Singles Report survey of hundreds of 18 to 54-year-olds found about 80% of them felt burnout or fatigue while online dating. A few people told me they sought out this event because they were looking for something they couldn't quite replicate on the apps, an in-person connection.
For me, it's facial expression, tone of voice, body language.
That's 42-year-old Aaron Rosted.
You get those subtle nonverbal cues in person that you cannot get through a text message.
Rosted says he's trying to limit his swipes on the apps. Going out in the community is more of his style. Plus, he says the pottery activity makes for a good conversation starter.
Having something to do with your hands or like talk about what you're doing as opposed to just being like, hey, do you come here often?
By the end of the event, I didn't see any for sure matches. But maybe people just need more time for sparks to fly. And they may have the chance at future mixers the organizers are planning. Maybe I'll attend one without a microphone next time.
WPR's Anna Marie Yanni brought us that story on in-person dating. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.